Good afternoon. A cold front continued to slide off to our south last night, and we started this morning chilly with temperatures in the 30s and 40s. That front, though, has stalled out, and it's beginning to work its way back toward us as a warm front that, combined with energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, is initiating a few scattered showers and thunderstorms across parts of the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, with numerous showers across the St. Lawrence Valley and into the Champlain Valley, including the Adirondack. So a bit of unsettled weather on this Sunday, with mostly cloudy skies otherwise. Many places run the risk at a passing shower or thunderstorm, with more numerous showers closer to the Canadian border. And while we are still north of the warm front, temperatures will be a bit chilly in northern sections, remaining in the 50s with lower 60s south of I-90. As we get into the night tonight, we'll continue with mostly cloudy skies, with that warm front continuing to push through. Again, just the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, but milder, with temperatures staying in the upper 40s to around 50. That warm front will continue to press to the north tomorrow, leaving us in much milder air. The humidity will increase as well, as a storm system tracks through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. Temperatures will surge through the 50s and 60s and into the mid-70s for afternoon highs. This will set the stage for some energy to head our way from the Midwest and Great Lakes, touching off a round of showers and thunderstorms which could arrive before sunset. These showers and thunderstorms will be more numerous after dark on Monday night and into Tuesday morning as the storm system passes through. The upper level part of the storm will stall out over top of us on Tuesday and Wednesday, creating showery and cooler weather for the middle of the week. Skies will be mostly cloudy and it will be breezy Tuesday and Wednesday, with temperatures only in the lower to mid-60s. We'll get a bit of a break during the day on Thursday, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the next storm system headed our way from the Tennessee Valley in the lower 60s. That storm will arrive with a good chance of rain on Friday and lingering showers into Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an intensifying low-pressure system across the central U.S. will bring a range of weather hazards to the central and eastern United States today and tomorrow. As the low moves from the central plains toward the mid-Mississippi Valley today, numerous showers and thunderstorms are expected from the lower Mississippi Valley right up to the Great Lakes. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for the central Gulf Coast states and a slight risk of severe storms north all the way to lower Michigan. Strong wind gusts and hail, along with tornadoes, are all possible. Also, there'll be a continuation of major flash flooding from eastern Oklahoma into Arkansas and southern Missouri. This risk will expand east, and flood watches and warnings are in effect from the Gulf of Mexico north all the way to lower Michigan. On the western side of the same storm, cold air will allow precipitation to fall as snow today from the central high plains to portions of the Midwest and continuing across the upper Midwest tomorrow. Heavy snow is possible across the central high plains, and blizzard warnings are in effect for northwestern Kansas as gusty winds accompanying the snowfall may lead to blizzard conditions. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Alice, Texas, to a low of 8 at Laramie, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, near 60. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 86, set in 1903. And the record low, 25, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warmer, more humidity with a late-day thunderstorm tomorrow and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, mid-60s Tuesday. Mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers Wednesday, near 60. Sunshine giving way to clouds Thursday, lower 60s. A good chance of rain Friday, near 60. And leftover showers Saturday and highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.